In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God's plan for marriage and family is a beautiful thing to behold. Last week in the divine service here in Cramer Chapel, a young pastor with his wife and 9 children sat right over there. I've known this pastor since he was 3 years old, when he played every day with my 3-year-old son. And then last year, I stayed in his home in Denver, 1 week after the birth of their 9th child. I came home in awe of so much of what I had witnessed. Because for 4 days, I was surrounded by God's amazing plan made manifest in this example of his grand design for a husband and a wife and their union and their children. When God's plan is lived to its fullest, it is beautiful to behold. This is in stark contrast to how our twisted world views this subject. Now, the church has always been surrounded by a corruption of God's plan. But I think in this realm it's getting worse by the day and even by the hour. Satan is having a grand old time leading the masses every which direction away from God's plan. A plan laid out so clearly already in Genesis. So a holy and a sacred lifelong union between a man and a woman, founded on God's word, is laughed at. Met with utter disbelief at how a church could be so old-fashioned, judgmental, narrow, intolerant, and unloving. I prophesy that you young pastors will have some of your most challenging and awkward times holding up the biblical stand on matters of marriage, divorce, and adultery. Jesus was challenged, and you will be too. You need to know that you're dealing with God's will in a sinful world. And it's a world that's going to fight God's will. And the fight is often ugly. But fight as they may, divorce is not in God's plan. And it is not his will. Isn't that what is being said abundantly clear and straightforward way right from the beginning? God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. This describes a permanent, lifelong joining of a man and a woman. It is so important to teach and preach and hold up this high and beautiful will of God for all ages to learn in our parish. And we cannot start too early. For today, without a doubt, our people will not find God's plan in what surrounds them. This is really what Jesus was teaching in today's gospel. And it left his own disciples stunned. Perhaps so stunned that they move on to a serious miscalculation concerning how Jesus cares deeply for little ones. even though they had just witnessed Jesus taking a child in his arms, and they heard him say, "Whoever receives such a child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." It's as if they never heard those words because they turned children away, as if they were not worthy of our Lord's time. Well, it was time for them to hear our Lord say it another way. So he says, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." You know, it's easy for us to shake our heads at the disciples, almost in disbelief. But if we are honest about it, we are very much like them when it comes to misunderstanding the kingdom of God. And that is because his kingdom is so contrary, at times even opposite, from how we would have designed it. So we keep getting it wrong. So we too need to hear again and again, like the children do, like the disciples do, how things really work in his kingdom. What is his will? What is his design? What are his ways? As Jesus took the children up in his arms and blessed them, so will he bless all who will become little children in his sight, returning daily to simple baptismal faith of infants as they live and learn his ways. We're about to do something that only makes sense in God's kingdom. Become like a child now. Come and kneel and receive all of the gifts of our Lord's glorious kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.